You know, I wasn't always this person. I wasn't always the person you're listening to now. And I think a lot of us can say that. We can look at who we are today and look into the past and remember who we were. Who I used to be was immature. I was hurtful to people that I cared about. Not always. I would just find ways to hurt them. I thought that I was the greatest thing since sliced bread. I was a little bit narcissistic, thankfully not diagnosably so. And I had a lot of growing up to do, especially in relationships. And I think when you grow up in a dysfunctional household, an alcoholic household, a very toxic household with people that are scary to be around, you can develop coping mechanisms that don't work. You can develop dysfunctions that change the course of your life. Remember those dysfunctions? Remember looking to the past and remembering how you acted back then? How you acted to that person? What you said to that person? What you did in that situation? And then you think, why didn't I do this? Why didn't I say that? Why didn't I change my mind? Why didn't I go in a different direction? Why did I have to end up with that person? Why did I have to end up in that job? Or why did I stay so long? These little maybe regrets, these thoughts that we have of how things could have been differently or should have been differently, or if we had only made a different decision. When I think about my past, I think about all the mistakes I made, and I think about how a lot of life was pretty good too. A lot of it was pretty good. Not everyone can say that. My life was hard. Not everyone can say my life was pretty good. Some people can say my life was great. If I died tomorrow, I lived a full life. I can say that pretty much, but I'm just starting. I feel like I'm just starting. I'm 53. I've learned so much. I've learned to get past the dysfunctions. I've learned to grow beyond that and grow more mature and experience life from this new perspective, this new vantage point. And I think when you get a chance to do that, you should take advantage of it. And if you don't have that chance, you should move toward it. If you don't feel like you are experiencing what you want to experience in this life, if you want more satisfaction, more passion, more happiness in your life, I think you need a direction. I think you need to tell yourself, which direction do I want to go? Or ask yourself that. Which direction do I want to go? This is very much like the episode I did on goal setting. I hate goal setting. I really do. I like having a goal, but setting the goal myself is like telling myself that I'm going to fail. That sounds like I'm a demotivational coach. Yes, I'm telling myself I'm going to fail by setting a goal. What does that mean? That means if I set a goal for 100 pushups and I make 15, I can be disappointed in myself. Darn, why didn't I do that? Well, I'll try for 15 tomorrow or 20 tomorrow. Why didn't I make it then? I have all these mini disappointments, which is why I never set goals. I don't set goals. I always set direction. That is what I do. I set the direction. That is my focus, that direction. That's the direction I'm going. That's where I want to be. Sure, it'd be great to have money in the bank. It would be great to have a great body. It would be great to live in a bigger house and have nicer cars, and all that stuff would be nice. It's not required. I'm pretty good as we are here now, my partner and I, Asha. And I still have direction. I still have these little destinations in mind. And I think that's important too. But some people don't like to set goals. And that's why I'm kind of talking about that right now. Just, it's okay if you don't want to set goals. It's okay if you don't want to do that. It's okay if you set a direction, just like I do. Set a direction, because there's always many wins with that. You can take two steps forward and one step back, but you're still a step ahead. You can take three steps forward and fall back four steps, but you're still going in the same direction. Yeah, you fell back. So what? You're still going to move that way. You're still going to walk that way. You're still going to go down this path, down this direction. And as long as you stay on task, you continue the course, you always move in that direction, then you're making progress. You have forward momentum. That's what you need, forward momentum to accomplish things. I hear from people all the time that are in a rut. In fact, that is probably the number one message I get. I'm in this rut. They don't use those words. They'll say, I'm stuck in this relationship. I'm stuck in this job. I don't know how to talk to this person. It's a rut. It's like a dog tied to a stake. He's running around in circles and he makes that rut. And pretty soon it looks like a donut. It's like a circle that continues to get deeper and deeper. And then pretty soon the rut gets so deep it's hard to get out of. And the longer that you're in that rut, the harder it is to get out, or at least the harder it feels to get out. And so it's important to set a direction. I'm going to leave this rut. I want to get out of this rut. How do I do it? What's my first step? I remember the very first episode of this show. I interviewed, I feel terrible. What's his name? He wrote The Slight Edge. Darn, why can't I think of his name? It'll come to me. He wrote The Slight Edge, and he taught a very important concept, a very important life principle, and that is to do something every day that moves you toward your goal or direction. I forget what terms he used. So he said that you could read a 300-page book a month, and when he said that, I said, no, I can't. I can't do that. He said, yes, you can, because anyone can read 10 pages a day. Anyone can take the book into the bathroom and read 10 pages and they're done. That might seem a little too long for some people, but some people like me, I could read 10 pages in the bathroom, no problem. It's just a matter of committing to it and doing it. But he says you could read 12 books a year if you read 10 pages a day. I thought that's a great thought. That's a great way to put it. And it is perfect for this show, The Overwhelmed Brain, because what are we? We're overwhelmed, so we don't have time to do stuff. You know, a lot of us. We get overwhelmed, and we don't have time to do stuff. So reading 10 pages a day, that's doable. I could do that before I go to sleep. Will I make the time to do it? Will I do it? Will you do it? Will you do something like that that moves you in the direction of your destination? You want to call it a goal? That's fine. I don't mind. That's how you operate. Go for it. Some people have different personalities. They operate on schedules and organization. We have a great friend that does this. She is so, so organized that she could run circles around us. When we plan a vacation, we get in the car and hope that we find a hotel on the way. And when we find a hotel, we get up the next day at some time and eat breakfast. And then we hope that we get to our destination before it gets too late. That's the extent of our planning. Our friend, she has everything written down. She knows exactly where they're going to stay, when they're going to wake up, when they're going to leave, when they're going to go to the museums, when they're going to go here and there. And I am just in awe. That is phenomenal. Some people can do that. And she's probably a goal setter. I'm a direction setter. Whatever you relate to is how you operate. And so follow the path that works for you. Follow the the path that works best in your life. I really appreciate when people follow the path that works best for them, instead of listening to some guy on a podcast or reading some book or watching some video where they say, this is what you need to do. This is what you need to do to be happier, to get organized. I have tried and tried to do those things. And guess what happens? I get disappointed in myself. Darn, I can't do it. I can't think this way. I can't plan this way. But that's supposed to be the most efficient way. What can I do about this? I'm a problem. That's how I see myself, or at least how I used to see myself. I'm a problem because I can't get past this problem. The problem is I can't figure out how to organize my life or set a goal or get what I want in life, manifest things. I can't do it. I've tried and tried and tried. And then someone comes along and says, well, you're not trying hard enough. You're not thinking positively. You're not making it your number one priority. And I would say, yes, I am. Maybe you can relate. Yes, I am. I'm trying everything. But sometimes you have to do your own thing. What works for you? What works for you is what works for you. We're all built differently. Our brains work differently. They process differently. Your rut is different than my rut. Some of us have dysfunctions to get over. Some of us have toxic people in our lives. Some of us are working on our personal boundaries. Some of us are in a relationship that is detrimental. Some of us are in a job that we don't like. So we all have different circumstances. My partner, Asha, and I have had a truly transformative sleep experience. It has changed our lives. We have been enveloped in the luxury of Cozy Earth bedding. These sheets are not just soft and smooth. They're like a comforting embrace that knows exactly what we need. Cool when the night is hot and warm when it's not. You know, Cozy Earth isn't just a name. It's an experience that even earned a spot on Oprah's Favorite Things for 5 years straight. And it's no wonder, with their best-selling bamboo sheet that's temperature-regulating and incredibly soft, you're in for a five-star experience every night. And it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth has redefined luxury with their entire bedding collection. Every product is crafted from responsibly sourced viscose from bamboo. Rest easy in comfort and conscience. And let me tell you, the peace of mind doesn't stop there. Cozy Earth stands by the durability of its products with a 10-year warranty, ensuring a decade of restful sleep. And you know that I know that you deserve pampering. And right now, Cozy Earth is providing you an exclusive offer. Get up to 35% off site-wide when you use the code BRAIN during checkout. That is a huge discount. Go to CozyEarth.com. Put in the code BRAIN when you're checking out and you'll get the discount. CozyEarth.com. Use the code BRAIN for that exclusive discount. We love it and you will too. We all have different life circumstances, and I want you to know it's okay. It's okay. Your life circumstances are the foundation on which you move through your life. They are the template on how you do things and why you do things. Your circumstances is your template, or are your template. They make up the template of who you are. It doesn't mean that you have to stay this way. It just means it's good to be aware of that, so that when you are moving forward, you can take a look at your template. Take a look at how you operate. How do I operate normally? I mean, a good question to ask yourself is, how do I make decisions? I like that question myself. I mean, it's a tricky question. How do I make decisions? What do you mean? I see something and I decide. But what's the internal process that goes on? Well, I want to make a lot of money. How do you make that decision? How do I make the decision that I want to make a lot of money? Well, I think about the money I have now, right? And then I tell myself, I want more. Okay, so how are you making the decision to make more money? I'm making it because I'm looking at all my circumstances and realize I want more in life. I want more options. I want to do more. I want more experiences in life. I want to be able to give to people I love. I want to be able to give them what they need because I don't like seeing people suffer. That came from one single question. And it doesn't even have to be a how question. It could be a why question. Why do you want more money? Well, I want more money because of this. I look at my bank account and I see that I have this amount of money and I want more. Well, okay. Well, why do you want more? What are you going to do with it? You know, if money is your thing, whatever. What are you going to do with it? And then you start answering these questions and now you have motivation. Now you have incentive. Well, I already had incentive, you might say. I already had incentive. I want more money because I'm sick of working 3 jobs. Okay, that's incentive. What are you going to do about it? That's what I ask myself. I kind of don't like that question because it's an action step and I have to take it. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? That might be a question you have to ask yourself if you are currently in some sort of rut that you want to get out of. What are you going to do about it? I hear myself asking myself that. Hey, Paul, what are you going to do about it? And then the next question is, well, if you're not going to do anything about it, I don't want to hear you complaining. Oh, okay. Well, then I won't complain, I guess. Well, don't repress it. Don't get angry. Don't get upset. Do something about it or don't. You're probably wondering, where the heck is this going? Well, if you haven't already noticed, the show's format is different, at least this episode. I have no idea what's going to happen. But this episode's format is different. I started off just talking. There's no introduction. I didn't come on the air and say, hey, welcome to the show. I didn't do any of that. Why? Because sometimes you do have to change things up. This is another lesson if you need it. Maybe you don't. But it is something that I've been thinking about. I'm on my 11th year of the overwhelmed brain. And sometimes you just think about what you're doing and what you've been doing for so long. And you have to ask yourself, is this working? Is this right? Is this the direction that I want to continue going? And don't get me wrong, the direction of the show is great. But, you know, 11 years, if you've been listening all this time, I wonder if you only tune in to the episodes that count. You tune into the episodes that work for you, that are appropriate for you, and you pick and choose the ones you want. That could be. But what if every episode was more helpful? What if every episode had some more nuggets of information, or dare I say wisdom? What if there was something in every episode for you? I don't know if I can do that. I don't know if I have the capability. I do know that I have talked about just about everything for the last 11 years. And searching through history, you could find almost anything that you're going through. And you'd probably still have questions. You probably still don't have enough information to get you to your destination, your goal, whatever you want to call it. But I think going forward, and maybe this is my, in a nutshell, response about how this show's format sounds different today. I think going forward, I want to be more real. I want to be more connecting with you. I want to talk to you as if you are right there with me or right here with me. Like good friends talking about challenging times, good times, bad times, whatever you're going through. And if you're not bored, maybe we'll do it again next week. If you're not bored by this format, I'm going to lose some people because this show has been more like a Dear Abby show. Remember Dear Abby? If you're my age, you definitely know who Dear Abby is. If you don't, it was a newspaper column. And this woman named Abby, or maybe she used that as a pen name, would answer questions from readers. They would write questions like, my husband's doing this and I don't know what to say about it, and how do I handle it? Or I'm at this job and my boss is a jerk. And it sounds very familiar, doesn't it? It's basically the stuff I talk about. Challenging situations, toxic people, personal boundaries issues, dysfunctions, challenging family, and on and on and on. Talk about all that stuff. And I'm going to continue talking about that stuff, probably in this way. Don't know. We'll see. But I'm here because I think I can be helpful to certain people. I think what I've learned, what I've taught myself, what I've experienced, I can help others with. And so there are going to be people that continue listening to me, and there are going to be people that say, I only want to hear the questions. Read another question from another reader and tell me the answer. Believe me, we're not going to stop the subject matter that comes across my desk. We're not going to stop talking about that. We're going to continue talking about that. It's just going to be in this different format. I'm more relaxed. I feel better being relaxed. I feel better not being under pressure. Not that I actually felt pressure. I actually have enjoyed every single episode I've done, except for one. One was difficult. It was shortly after my divorce, or during my divorce. And wow, I had to stop recording a few times because I would just start crying. That's the real me. And this is who I want to continue giving you, the real me. And I felt like a change was in order. This is the real me giving you real change. So if you stick around, I love you. If you don't stick around, I still love you. I want you to be here with me, and hopefully I can give you some nuggets of wisdom in my half of a life already lived and another half continuing along this path, hoping you'll be with me too. After all, I really want to be here for you, with you, connecting with you, and maybe even giving you one little thing that changes your life. That's my goal every time. One little thing that changes your life. I fail this time, there's always next week. There are always other episodes that I've done. I have another podcast called Love and Abuse. That's over at loveandabuse.com. If you've ever listened to that, that's the real me. That's how relaxed and laid back I usually am. So I don't have to be on the spot under pressure, because this show, it's typically highly produced. Got the music in the beginning, and then the music in the ad, and then the music at the end, and there'll still be music at the end. I'm not taking that away. And one more thing, you may notice it's already starting. We're getting near the end of the episode. For many years, I have wanted to make these episodes shorter, and people have been writing to me left and right, these are just too long. I even have people in the reviews saying, these are just too long. Never made sense to me that they could be too long. Some people have an hour commute. I take up the whole hour. So I don't know if this is how it's going to be going forward. And this is very much a change in the direction that I've been going. But if it feels good to you and it feels good to me, I think this is the path that we should both take. And see where it takes us. Maybe we'll have a few episodes and say, this isn't working. Or maybe it'll feel like a friendship that made a change for the better. I would like that. I hope you like it too. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Overwhelmed Brain. I want to thank the patrons who give over at moretob.com. If you find value in this show like those patrons do, and you are in the position to give back, visit moretob.com. And for a show on how to navigate difficult relationships, listen to my other podcast. I mentioned it earlier, Love and Abuse, over at loveandabuse.com. And if you know you're the difficult one in the relationship, join the program that is helping a lot of people heal over at healedbeing.com. And finally, thanks to Kevin McLeod of incompetech.com for some of the music transitions in The Overwhelmed Brain. Let me just say this. Do your best to always keep your mind open, because that's how you make decisions that are right for you. And be firm in those decisions to let the world know who you are. always work on your personal growth and emotional evolution. You have more inside you than you could ever imagine. And above all, and this is something I absolutely know to be true about you, you are amazing.